Recorded books and one-click digital present Robot Dreams, Stories by Isaac Asimov. Narrated by George Guidel. And directed by Abigail McHugh.
Little Lost Robot. Measures on Hyperbase had been taken in a sort of rattling fury, the muscular equivalent of an hysterical shriek. To itemize them in order of both chronology and desperation, they were, 1. All work on the hyperatomic drive through all the space volume occupied by the stations of the 27th asteroidal grouping came to a halt. 2. That entire volume of space was nipped out of the system, practically speaking. No one entered without permission. No one left under any conditions. 3. By special government patrol ship, Doctors Susan Calvin and Peter Bogert, respectively head psychologist and mathematical director of United States Robots and Mechanical Men Corporation, were brought to Hyperbase. Susan Calvin had never left the surface of Earth before, and had no perceptible desire to leave it this time. In an age of atomic power and a clearly coming hyperatomic drive, she remained quietly provincial. So she was dissatisfied with her trip and unconvinced of the emergency, and every line of her plain, middle-aged face showed it clearly enough during her first dinner at Hyperbase. Nor did Dr. Bogert's sleek paleness abandon a certain hangdog attitude. Nor did Major General Colner, who headed the project, even once forget to maintain a haunted expression. In short, it was a grisly episode, that meal, and the little session of three that followed began in a gray, unhappy manner.